Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning into a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line to help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart and you'll never lose. Awaken the soul. Move into the
Well, hello everyone and welcome to another edition of the Healing Fountain. This is Gary Moore and we're trying to connect with John Christie, who is here, and I'm showing that she's logged in. She's muted. There she is. Hello. I can hear you now. I'm not sure where she went. I heard her for a moment. I don't hear her now. Anyway, we are wonderful. Great. Glad to have you here.
Muted itself. Sorry, Gary.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah,
that's okay.
I've
done entire radio shows while being on
mute.
Before, so.
Me too.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's great to connect with you from over here in the United Kingdom. This is John Christie, and welcome to week 219 of the Healing Fountain Show. And today we have our lovely dream interpreter and medium, Lauren Robertson, back with us. And do you eat plenty of mince pies over there in America, Gary?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You do? Well, according to something...
I love mince pies. Absolutely.
I've just been reading that in the United Kingdom alone, 7 billion mince pies are eaten at Christmas. And it said that everybody eats, on average, about 7 mince pies. Well, some greedy person is eating the other 6 that I don't eat because I only have one. So I was wondering if it's you, but you like fried bread, don't you?
Oh, I love fried bread, but I also love mince pie. My mother used to make some wonderful mincemeat for a pie.
Did you?
I can remember one of my earliest memories is my mother on her knees pulling the pot out of the oven and resting it on the door of the oven while stirring the mixture with her hand for her mincemeat pie.
Wow.
And I wasn't not very old, I don't think. I don't think I was even talking yet. But it's one of my earliest memories.
I know. It's great when you've got early memories of Christmas. And to think that it only really started in Victorian times, Christmas, didn't it? Only started really being celebrated in a big way.
Uh-huh,
well, Georgian, and it started in Georgian times, but then Victorian, it really took off with the Christmas tree. But anyway, are you expecting to have a white Christmas over there?
Christmas out here in Oregon, it'll be a wet Christmas.
No, I think it will be here.
we're too close to the ocean for it to snow. It gets pretty rainy, although it will snow occasionally, but there's none in the forecast. However, you know, that I'm not going to let that dampen my spirits. I'm going to do a radio show, my usual annual naughty radio show. I will air that tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern. Little
so
plug
that's
for that
Daddy
one.
G show. Is that Daddy G show on Christmas Eve?
It's the twisted Christmas. It's the twisted Christmas night with Daddy G. All the naughty Christmas songs that have ever been recorded, I'm going to play them on the air. So.
Ooh,
it's an annual tradition. I do it every year.
Do you? All right. It sounds lovely. Sounds great. Yeah, so I might even join you for that if I'm not playing Father Christmas along with my husband.
It'll be on about 3 a.m. your time.
So. Oh, will it? Oh, I think Father Christmas might have gone to bed by that time. Having eaten the carrots and the milk, drunk the milk and eaten the mince pie. That's the one mince pie I eat at Christmas. Okay. Anyway, so bookies are taking bets over here that it's going to be a winter wonderland, so I thought I'm going to play this one first off before we bring our lovely Lauren on. Michael Bublé, here.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. Sing a love song while we stroll along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman. We'll pretend that here's Parson Brown. He'll say, I am married, we'll say, no man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. Faced unafraid, plans that we made. Walking in the winter wonderland. Pretend that he is Parson Brown. We'll say, I already will say, no man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. The face unafraid, the plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Oh, that was lovely. Michael Bublé there. That brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, if you manage,
yes.
It does. Anyway,
I don't... before my time.
It is mine, really, but I don't suppose Lauren will remember that one either. So we're going to bring Lauren on right now. We do have two callers already on the switchboard who are calling in for messages, and the number to call in, if you're calling from outside the United States, is 001, and then it's 646-929-0461. So if you'd like a dream interpretation or a message from the angels from Lauren, please call us. Okay, so here's Lauren. Hi, Lauren. Sorry,
Gary. Hi, Jen, Christy. Hi, Gary. How are you?
Great. To you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Welcome
Hello,
back.
Listeners. Thank you.
Are you all ready for Christmas?
Yes, I am about 90% ready for Christmas. The other 10% will be resolved tomorrow.
All right. I was going to say, I get to a point where I think what I haven't done is not going to get done this year. It'll have
yep.
to get done next year. But you have been so busy making handmade presents for all your family, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I thought this year, instead of buying things from Amazon or wherever, which would have been much easier, that I would hand make everyone's present.
Wow.
And it's been wonderful. I've been upcycling, recycling. I've been giving objects new meaning and new purpose through making them into Christmas presents. So I really hope that my loved ones enjoy at least the love and the labour that I've put into the presents.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Oh, that's
good
beautiful.
Heavens.
Mm. Is that a tradition with you there in Scotland? Is that something you do every year, or that's
no,
something
it's
new?
It's just me. I'm just the one crazy person giving myself more work than I have to.
Good heavens. Oh, well, you've done really well because you've been making hand lotion and face creams and all sorts, haven't you?
Yes, I have, but some of my loved ones may be listening, so don't say too much, Jan Christie.
Oh, no, I won't. No, sorry.
Oh, no. I mean,
anyway,
well,
and
well, mum's the word here.
Yeah, mum's
we'll,
and
we'll keep it a secret on this show.
Nan's the word as well, because Lauren has been to visit her nan in hospital, who's gone through a major heart operation at the age of 80. And she's off the ventilator now, and she's done really well. It was just today, wasn't it, the operation?
Yes, it was just today. And I want to thank everybody who sent their loving prayers from Facebook and other places where I asked for a combined loving thought to be sent. I think it's really done wonders for my grandmother, and I know that she'll be very happy to know that everyone's thinking about her. So thank you, everyone. Bless you all.
Well, we're holding space for here on the Healing Fountain, and also we're
absolutely
holding space. Yeah, for a friend of my daughter's, Fiona, who fell down some stone steps the night before last and hit her head, and she had a blood clot on the brain, and she's also had a major operation, and they've got to keep her unconscious for 3 days until her brain rests. So lots of love, light and healing going out to Fiona as well.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So, did you want to tell us, we need to get an up-to-date bio. You're still at uni, aren't you?
And yes, I'm still at university. I'm now in third year. I am studying metaphysics, philosophy of mind, and epistemology and philosophy. And in English literature, I'm studying medieval literature and contemporary literature. So a nice variety of things that I'm studying at the moment.
Wow. Sounds really interesting.
So my dream interpretation work is probably going to be the subject of my dissertation next year. So thank you very much, Jan, Christy and Gary. You'll be helping out with my dissertation in a roundabout way.
Well, anything we can do to help, we don't mind, you know, all in a good cause, isn't it?
That sounds fascinating. That is something I would love to attend, would be your dissertation. That would be awesome. We've got to figure out a way to record that.
Well, I shall send it to you. It will be in writing, so I'll send it over to you, Gary. You can have a read of it.
You've got an A for one of your essays, haven't you?
I did. Lauren. I was very pleased. My epistemology essay, which is the theory of knowledge, I got an A, and I was very pleased, very thrilled with that, because I had decided to answer the question thinking outside the box. So I tried to approach the question in a way that was quite risky. So I thought, this is either going to be great and it's going to pay off or it's going to be dreadful. I'm very thankful that it turned out really, really well. So yes, I'm incredibly pleased about that. It was a great Christmas gift to receive, getting an A for my essay. Very happy.
No, well, you deserved it. You worked hard for it. And as you said, you stuck your neck out. I find if I stick my neck out, I get it chopped. But never mind, you've done really well there.
Oh, surely not, Jan Christie.
I always stick my neck out. Right, anyway, and we're going to ask you what you've been up to lately apart from that. Did you want to talk about your work that you're doing as well with the dream interpretation and mediumship?
Yes, absolutely. Well, 2014 is going to be a very exciting year. I've been very sort of inspired to teach workshops and to empower people more to achieve their own spirituality and to reconnect with their own higher selves. And part of what I'm going to be doing is teaching a series of workshops about dream analysis and dream interpretation. So to anyone who comes to the workshop, they're going to have the foundations laid as to how to interpret their own dreams, to experience the meaning of the dreams and experience how they can help them in their conscious waking life. And attendees will also learn how to interpret other people's dreams as well. And I will be doing a workshop in Glasgow and also in Edinburgh. The one in Glasgow is on Sunday, the 16th of February. And the one in Edinburgh is on Sunday, the 22nd of June. So if you can make it to Glasgow or Edinburgh on either of those dates, I would be delighted to have you at the workshop. You can find my details on Facebook, facebook.com/Lauren Medium, or you can visit me over at www.angellauren.com, and all the details will be there.
That's brilliant. In fact, they could come early and get over there for Hogmanay, couldn't they?
Of course, Hogmanay in Glasgow and Edinburgh is like nowhere else in the world. It's fantastic.
Very much
a community spirit and everyone getting together and having a sing-song and a knees up and a nice drink. That's what we like here in Scotland.
Yeah, and the bagpipes, of course.
And the bagpipes, of course.
Of course.
Brilliant. Right. Okay, so did you want to take a call now or did you want to chat a bit more about what you're doing?
Well, I would just like to say that I have been doing quite a lot of dream work recently because it does tie into what I'm studying at university. And I had never heard this word before, and I'm very glad that I discovered it. I recently discovered, after all my years of doing dream interpretation, that dream interpretation has a proper name, which is oneiromancy.
Oh, I haven't heard that either.
Oneiromancy is the proper name for dream interpretation. So to interpret a dream, you're an oneiromancer, I suppose you would be.
Yeah. Oneiromancer.
So, yes.
That's a big posh word.
O-N-E-I-R-O-M-A-N-C-E-R. Oneiromancer.
Wow. It's a bit like romancer.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, it's very interesting because I find that the dreams that people have develop with the changing seasons. So now we're in winter and we're in Christmas time. So when we have a dream that represents what's going on in our waking life, it's known as an organic dream. And these organic dreams are stimulated by what we experience in our five senses, but they can also be quite significant in terms of their spiritual and mental meaning in terms of your consciousness. So I really just wanted to talk about a few dream subjects that are related to Christmas in case there's anyone listening who's been having wintery or Christmas related dreams. So if you don't mind, we'll do that and then I'll take a caller if that's okay.
That's
Jack,
great. Yeah, we're going to be influenced by what's happening in the seasons because we're connected to Mother Nature.
Of course.
And to Mother Earth, so it's going to affect our dreams. Mm-hmm. So go ahead, yeah, tell us about a few important ones, significant ones.
So we're in winter at the moment, so if you dream about winter or you dream about snow or frostiness or being outside on a winter's day, in your consciousness that represents latent potential. So winter always precedes spring. So it's when all the leaves in the trees are still hiding and the buds are still hiding and there's no new lambs born yet. So everything's latent and waiting to come into full bloom. So if you dream about winter or you dream about being out in the frost or the snow, it represents that you have a latent potential that you haven't fully realized yet or fully taken ownership of. And, you know, Christmas is also a time for celebration. And if you dream about celebrating, that usually represents an inner contentment. So if you dream about clinking glasses and drinking champagne and laughing with loved ones, although this is expressive to do with externally in your dream, it actually represents an internal celebration. So feeling at peace with yourself, feeling good about yourself. So that's a very desirable dream. And of course, at Christmas, we always eat, and many of us will also overeat. And if you dream about eating or overeating, this is a dream that represents comfort and self-soothing. So if you dream about eating or eating till you're fit to burst, as we say here in Scotland, that usually represents that you're trying to comfort yourself about something. So that type of dream requires a little bit of reflection and introspection. If you dream about holly, as in a holly wreath, or you dream about holly and the green leaves and the red berries, holly is a symbol of resilience in a dream. So if you dream about holly, it may be that the last year for you has been challenging and your consciousness wishes to acknowledge how resilient you've been in the face of challenges. So holly is very positive, but is also thorny, as it is in real life.
Oh, wow.
And very finally, the last couple that I have here, of course, Christmas celebrates the birth of Christ. And if you dream about Christ, particularly at this time of year, it's very special because it denotes divine guidance. So if you are looking to achieve something in your life or change something in your life and you dream about Christ, this is divine guidance that you're being supported with the goals that you hope to achieve. So that's a very positive dream. If you dream about our other Christmas companion, who is old Saint Nick, Santa Claus, that is a dream about generosity. It shows that you have a very generous spirit and also that others wish to be generous to you also. And very finally, if you dream about candles or light or a burning fire, this usually predicts a great year ahead. So this is the warmth and the light coming through the dark nights that we've had recently. So dreaming about anything to do with light or fire or candles represents a really, really positive year for you in 2014. So I hope some listeners will find that helpful.
I'm sure they will.
Beautiful, yes.
So shall we bring on the first caller, Gary? Do you want to do that?
We can.
561 area code is the first one.
Yeah.
Is he ready, Lauren? Are you ready, Lauren?
I am absolutely ready. 100%.
Thank you.
Here we go. 561, you are on air with Lauren Robertson.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Good.
What's your name?
Lisa from Florida.
Lisa from Florida. Sorry? Lisa, you said? Lisa.
Yes.
Hi, Lisa. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thanks. And do you have a question for Lauren, or did you have a dream that you want to discuss with her?
Probably a question. I'm going through a transition right now. Been living with family a year and a half. I'm trying to get back on my own and find a job and get back, have my own place again. I want to see when you see all this moving forward for me. It's been very stagnant for a long time now. I have family members getting very upset with me.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you very much for your call. I understand how difficult it can be when you feel that you've been forced by circumstances into a situation that is not exactly to your suiting. Now, I know very strongly that there are two angels who are looking after you, and I feel that you have had previous experiences with the angels, that you're very much aware of them. Perhaps you have some knowledge about the angels because they really are coming in very strongly for you. Now, the first angel that's with you is the Archangel Shamwell, And Shamwell always speaks to me about, as you said, family. So I know that the Archangel Shamwell is coming in to help you with family at the moment. Now, you mentioned that you feel a family member is getting upset with you or annoyed with you at the moment. I feel that very strongly that Shamwell is helping to heal this, because this person's outlook or their attitude is not actually about you, but is about other things that's going on in their head, other stresses that are affecting them. And it just so happens that you're the closest person. And you know they say we always hurt the ones we love. So Shamwell is making me feel that you're the closest person at the moment that they are able to sort of unload their thoughts and their feelings onto. So please don't feel uncomfortable or awkward or that you're unwelcome, because I don't feel that that's the case at all. The second angel who is very much with you is Zadkiel. And the Archangel Zadkiel is the angel of learning and education. So I feel very much that you have a potential and something that you would love to do for a career, that because you're lacking a little in confidence at the moment, you haven't managed to fulfill exactly what it is that you want to do. So would you understand that? Is there something that you would, if you think about it, you would really love to try in terms of a career?
Well, I am going to school right now.
You are
going to
school?
I don't know if that's the right career. Yeah, but I'm not even sure if I'm in the right career, and I don't think I can't switch my major right now because financial aid won't pay. So I'm in a.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm very stuck.
Okay, Lisa, I must tell you this: you're only as stuck as you believe you are. Tomorrow, you could go to school and you could say, "I'm done. I'm not going back. I'm finished." Sometimes when we feel that we are stuck, it's because we don't give ourselves permission to walk away. If you were to give yourself permission to walk away, the desire to walk away would fade. Okay? So if you were to give yourself permission to say, tomorrow, if I don't like this, or I'm not feeling this, or I don't feel good about this, I give myself permission to start again. As soon as you give yourself permission to make a change, then you cease to be stuck. So much of this, my darling, is about what's going on in your mind and how you're looking at your situation at the moment. And I know that the angels, as I said, Shamwell and Zadkiel, are helping you with that. The major that you're doing at the moment, does it involve social or political issues at all?
Yes, human services.
Okay. So I feel that it would be wasteful for you to quit now, because you've committed so much and you've given so much to making this education work. And I feel that the problem is that you wanted it to be more joyful, and it's not as joyful as you'd hoped for because of other things that are going on in your life. So please don't leave school because there's other things that are making you feel dissatisfied at the moment. You must recognize when the feeling of dissatisfaction is not actually caused by school. Are you, the angels are saying to me right now, are you interested in working for charity or doing a job or a career that involves working for a charitable organization?
I wouldn't be opposed to that. I mean, I do look at nonprofit organizations. I have an interview next week as being a companion for an elderly lady. I mean, I might take that in the meantime, just to bring in some income, but I don't know yet. I mean, there's just no movement as far as, you know, I mean, I have my kids still here, so I really don't want to leave out of the area, and my sister's putting a lot of pressure on me. She won't talk to me. She tells me she's coming out, and it's just, you know.
I understand. It sounds like you are very burdened at the moment, and sometimes you can feel stuck or stagnant if there are other people or other things going on that aren't turning out the way that we had hoped. So with regards to your sister, as I mentioned, I don't feel that her issues are to do with you, Lisa. I feel that she has other things going on in her mind, other things going on in her heart, that you're the person who she feels she can express that onto. So if you can try to forgive her. I understand. But if you can,
I feel like I'm being a scapegoat for things that were never in my. I feel like I'm being blamed for things that are not my fault that I didn't do, and I'm afraid to defend myself because I'm afraid she'll kick me out.
Yes, I understand, and I agree with you. As I said, it's not about anything you've done. It's about how she feels within herself at the moment. So if I were you, the guidance from the angels is just to bide your time at the moment, because sometimes we feel stuck because we expect something different than where we're supposed to be. And the truth is, your angels never leave you. So if you're in a position at the moment where things are not moving forward speedily, or you feel a little bit like you're wading through molasses, then it may very well be that you're supposed to take some time to move slowly, to think and to consider your next move and to consider the way forward. I know that the angels are trying to open up the lines of communication between yourself and your sister. And I wonder, Lisa, is your father in spirit now?
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. Because I've suddenly felt your father come forward very strongly, and I know that your father mm-hmm. was a very hard-working man, a very down-to-earth mm-hmm. man, and a gentleman who I feel was very central to the family, someone who I feel was, I would describe him as the strong and silent type. I don't feel that he
yes.
said a lot, you know, I don't feel that he expressed his emotions a lot, but he was like a rock, he was dependable. And he is coming mm-hmm. forward now to inspire you and your sister to try to support and nurture each other. All it takes is to communicate slightly differently to how you have been. And I feel that you have got a sweet enough and a gentle enough nature to be the one who changes the way the communications have been between you and your sister. But your father loves you very dearly. Would there be somebody, Joe, who's significant to you?
Who, Joe?
Yes.
I have a brother, Joey.
Okay, so your father's making reference to him also and just wants to send his love and let you know that he's very well and always looking after you. You are never, ever lost, even if you feel you are. You're never lost. You're always exactly where God and the angels need you to be. And sometimes that means learning difficult lessons, and sometimes that feels like we want to be someplace different. But if you can let go of the need to struggle and just go with it at the moment with regards to school, with regards to your sister, and with regards to this new job that you're going to be starting where you're a companion or you're looking after people, it's going to be a really wonderful time in your life where, because you're giving something meaningful to others in your life, you start to think of yourself with much more positivity and much better self-esteem, which you deserve to have. But your father loves you very dearly, Lisa. I'm sorry for your loss. I know that was very difficult for you. But I promise you, he's only ever a thought away. He's always with you, my love.
Mhm. Mhm. So do you see my sister coming to me, or do you think it's something I have to go to her? I just don't know. It just seems like she's. It's just. I don't know what else to do with her anymore. I'm at my wit's end. I wish I had
yes.
somewhere else to go. I'm living with her daughter.
I know. But
they
I understand. Those will come, having someplace else to live and having other things in your life. And, you know, everything changes. Everything's always moving forward and always changing, even if it seems slow. At the moment, the angel's advice is just to bide your time. It's just to fulfill mm-hmm. yourself as much as possible with the things in life that make you happy, and your sister will come to you.
Oh, that's a lovely message. And think
okay,
about...
Great. Okay, thank you.
It is Christmas, yeah. Lisa, so think about the olive branch.
Absolutely.
But that was
think
a beautiful
what?
Message. The olive branch, holding out the olive branch to your sister. And
what
sometimes
does that mean?
It just takes... Just make the first move to making the peace.
I've tried
That's
so
all.
Many times. I mean, I just don't think she wants... You know, it's like you try so hard, and how if someone doesn't want a relationship with you, there's nothing you can do about it. Sometimes you
Lisa,
go, you know, and go, oh.
Lisa, if I may just add finally, I feel from what the angels put upon me that at this moment in time, your sister is not in the right frame of mind to move forward with your relationship. The angels are working with her. The angels are doing work on her heart and on her feelings at the moment, that there's going to be a day very soon in the new year where your sister looks at the world a bit differently, where she's liberated from some of her problems and some of her worries, and that in turn is going to make her more open to your love and more tender to you as a sister. So you do need to give her a little bit of time, but if you can keep your heart open and keep the door open, I'm certain that your relationship with your sister will be better coming into the new year. Like I said, ask Shamwell and Zadkiel to continue caring for both of you, you and your sister, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're
welcome.
Thank you, Lisa.
Have a wonderful Christmas.
Thank you.
Yes, have a great Christmas. That was a beautiful message, Lauren. Thank you so much for giving that one. Are you okay to take a call from Teddy's mum? She's been on there about 40 minutes waiting.
Yes, please, of course. Oh.
And we've had Teddy's mum on here before. Hi, Teddy's mum.
Hi.
Great to hear from you again. How are you doing?
How are you? I'm good. It's very late, but...
You're cutting out just a little bit, but just keep speaking.
Can you hear now?
You're cutting out a little bit, but we can hear part of what you're saying.
I'm just wondering for Lauren, just a basic, looking for an angel.
I think we heard about three words of that. You're looking for an angel reading, was that?
And just looking for reading from Lauren.
An angel reading, Lauren. Are you okay, Lauren?
Yes, I'm here, but I'm having a lot of difficulty hearing Teddy's mum.
She's looking for an angel reading from you, and we're struggling to catch what she's saying because she's cutting out all the time.
Are you there, Teddy's mum?
Yeah, I'm here. It's a back format.
Are you having a problem connecting with the vibration because she's cutting out, Lauren?
It's just
she's
very difficult.
She's on click to talk, and it's problematic. Click to talk usually is at its best. It's problematic. So just bear with her, and
I'll give Teddy's mum a reading. I've caught a little of her vibration, a little of her voice. That's fine. It's just we can't get the same interaction, of course, if I can't hear her very well, but I shall do my very best anyway. Now, I feel very much for Teddy's mum that there are several angels who are looking after her at the moment. And one angel in particular who's very close is Jophiel. And Jophiel is the angel of joy and compassion and happiness. So I know that Teddy's mum wants to add value to people's lives. She's a person who's incredibly compassionate. She can see the side of everyone's point of view, and she's an excellent mediator when it comes to discussions or disagreements. I would advise Teddy's mum that the one person that she forgets about when it comes to compassion is herself. I feel that Jophiel's message is that she's being much too self-critical about a matter in her life at the moment that doesn't require harder work. It doesn't require more stressing and straining. It simply requires time and patience. So if she's been giving herself self-criticism or analysing her actions too much, she has to just pull her energy back and try to be in a state of allowing. Now, the Archangel Jophiel also has a lady from Spirit who is connected to Teddy's mum. And of course, I can't get her validation about who this person is because I can't hear her. But I feel that this person may be mother. This lady comes forward with a very motherly, a very maternal energy. She's wearing glasses. And I know she's a lady who quite often felt the cold. So she always had a jumper on. She was always wrapped up quite warm. And this lady is coming forward with a message of warmth for Teddy's mum. Teddy's mum quite often feels that she does a lot for other people and she doesn't ask for very much in return. And because of this, sometimes she can feel a little left out in the cold. And I feel that that's what this lovely lady is bringing forward for her.
Did you get that, Teddy's mum?
It's such a out in and out, the whole frustrating.
All we caught was the word frustrating.
Can you hear me?
Not very well, Teddy's mum. Can you go to a different place at all?
I'm trying. It's because of the weather is very bad and the.
I believe it's an internet bandwidth issue that she's having.
Oh.
So it's intermittent from her. I don't know whether or not what we are streaming out to her, if she's receiving it intermittently or not, I don't know. But
if Teddy's mom can go to the chat room, I will type her message up in the chat room if she doesn't mind.
Okay.
Oh, that's good. If you can go to the chat room.
We'll continue with the calls and I'll do that.
Oh, I can go in the chat room. That might be easier.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll go ahead and put you back on hold unless you continue to listen to the show. And we will move on to our next caller, which is from the 954 area code, who has been on hold for 27 minutes. 954, you're on air with Lauren Robertson. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Billy. And
hey, Billy.
I'm calling to wish my favorite radio host and dream interpreter Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
Thank you,
to
Billy.
You.
Merry Christmas to you.
I just... I'm pretty good at interpreting my own dreams and, you know, knowing what they're about. But I did call to tell you about this morning before I woke up, I dreamt that I forgot the Christmas card for my boss. And as I walked into work, I realized I forgot the Christmas card to my boss. Well, when I woke up in the morning, believe it or not, I did not forget to bring my Christmas card to my boss.
Whoa, that was a warning to you.
Yeah, it really was. I do have a couple of dreams that are one I do understand, and I just wanted to share it. For some reason, I was in a canoe, a flat-bottom Sears-type rowboat, and there was another person in the back of it. The water was a little bit murky, and we were out on the water, and I basically grabbed the front of the boat and pulled it to shore and got it on shore. So, you know, I kind of know that my own life is, you know, my direction is up to me, where I go and what I do. But last night, I dreamt that I was in a small room sitting at a table with a gentleman and what I know was a woman. She was bald and the top of her head was a little bit large. But I knew that she was a beautiful soul and a beautiful woman. And what I remember most is I opened up my soul to this person sitting on the other side of the table. Everything about me, including the sheer insanity I have had in my life. And I shared everything. But the funny thing is when I was done, I stood up and the gentleman stood up. As I was about to leave, he turned a little bit like 90 degrees away from me and I tapped him on his shoulder and I thanked him for letting me share with whoever that person on the other side of the table was. Now, that was kind of, you know, out of the ordinary for me. So that's it.
Wow.
Very interesting. Wow. You're a very vivid dreamer, Billy, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about the dreams in order that you mentioned them. I know you're saying that you're very good at interpreting your own dreams, and of course your own interpretations are the ones that are most valid because you're making reference to your own consciousness, and no one can know that better than you. But since we're here to do dream analysis, I'll give my little 2 cents worth, if that's okay.
Please do. That's why I called.
Okay. So the first dream that you mentioned is that you forgot the card for your boss. Now, what this represents is that you are a person who very much likes to make other people comfortable. If there's something that you can do to assist another person or to take the workload from another person onto yourself, or there's something you can do to make a person feel good about themselves or feel at ease, you're very, very good at doing that. You have a very natural way with you. Now, because you're taking a card to your boss and you dream about forgetting it, you know, this also does represent that not only do you like to make people at ease, but you are quite a people pleaser. You like to be approved of, and it's not necessarily a bad thing, but just remember that what's most important is that you approve of you. So it doesn't really matter if you forget your boss's card one day. You know, it just matters that what you feel you're doing in life and who you feel you are is satisfactory to yourself. So it's good to make others happy, but it's also important to please yourself as well. Now, I feel that you have quite a good relationship with your boss, and this dream represents that this person is approachable. So if there was something that you wanted to speak to your boss about regarding work, that you've been holding back or that you have had some anxiety about, your dream suggests that this is a person who you can speak quite frankly and quite openly with. So there may be some interesting conversations around your work coming into the new year.
I am the people person, you say, and I am the people pleaser, as you say, and I approach everyone as if I could be or am their best friend.
Yeah.
The one thing about talking to my boss about, I take donated bicycles and I refurbish them to put them in a store. And at one point several months back, there was a bike I wanted, and I asked him how much he wanted for it. And, you know, we agreed on a price, and then he said, Bill, come in on Saturday and in the clean up the paint shop after he labels stuff that he wants thrown out. Well, long, you know, to get to the point is he never labeled the stuff in the shop. And for the past couple of weeks, I've been thinking about just offering to pay him for the bike, because there is another gentleman at work who has been doing not exactly that, but he is in the area where if he wants the shop cleaned up, he will. So basically, the one thing I'm holding on to is approaching him to pay him for this bike. And I didn't want to do it just before Christmas, because I'm sure he will say, Bill, you deserve it. Thank you very much. You know, but that's about it with my boss. And he's very approachable. He is a minister, and I have a very good relationship with him. As a matter of fact, I fixed up a little girl's Disney princess bike with training wheels for his granddaughter. And he said to me, oh, you'll be her Santa Claus. And I said, I certainly hope so. And that was on Friday. Well, this morning I went in there and I said, I realized that was a silly thing to say. I actually meant to say I would be honored to be her Santa Claus.
Oh, Billy is everybody's Santa Claus. And I'll tell you what, he really is a people person. And he's also a very talented author. He wrote a book called The Earth Code, and it's absolutely brilliant. So look out for that.
I will, absolutely.
The Earth Code. And he's also a really talented video maker as well. And he's on YouTube, and he's called Froth and Blither. And he's done all my videos for me. Really talented guy.
Super.
Thanks for your call, Billy, and Merry Christmas to you, too.
You, too. And as I say, Gary, love you, man. Take it easy.
Love you, too, Billy. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Have a lovely Christmas and New Year.
You all have a Merry Christmas, and the only white Christmas I'm going to get are the soap suds in my hair. It was near 80 degrees here today.
Oh, yeah, you're down in Florida.
Yep.
Well, you can't expect snow down there, can you? I think we'll come down there and join you if I was...
I would love that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Y'all take care.
Thank you. You too, Billy.
Thanks, Billy.
Love you all.
Nicole. Love you too. Bye. And now Halloween Tango is asking if Lauren's heard of dream walking. And And, of course, you will have heard of dream walking. But if we want to get in Lauren's lovely meditation, maybe we could just have a quick mention of it, Lauren, if you'd like to.
Dream walking. Do we mean sleep walking or do we mean lucid dreaming? Well, I'm not sure of the meaning of this phrase, dream walking.
No, I'm not sure. Or maybe she means walking in her sleep. And she's saying not sure, she was told. So
the best thing to do would be to Google it.
Yeah, Google it and see if you can get more information about it, Halloween Tango. And in the meantime, we're going to play a lovely soundtrack. I believe that people in the States can't play the link. Billy, I don't know if you can play the link from where... Not Billy. Yeah, Billy and Gary, can you play the link from where you are?
No, it won't play at my end either.
Oh, never mind. I'll play...
Can I play in the U.S. for some reason?
Okay, I'll just play the soundtrack. It's John Lennon's Imagine, but it's done on pan pipes. So I'll play this now, and then we'll do Lauren's lovely meditation, if that's okay with everybody. Okay.
Perfect.
Here we go then. Right now, it's time to do our candle ceremony. Don't worry if you haven't actually got a physical candle. You can use an imaginary one. We light our candles to set our intention, and ours are, as always, to send love, light and healing out to all mankind and down into the heart of Gaia. So I'm lighting my candle for world peace and interspiritual unity. And it reminds us that we're all part of the great candle, the great light. And when we light the candle, fire is a very powerful tool when added to prayer and focused intent. I've also lit the Nag Champa, which purifies the atmosphere, ready to call in the light. And we're going to ask Patricia wrote Corey, Patricia Corey, to call in the light. Thank you, Patricia.
We call upon the angel warriors of light, the archangels, Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Ariel, the ascended masters, the overlighted ones, the Christed extraplanetary and extradimensional beings, the inner plane ascension teams, all the light workers of the universe, calling all angels, calling all light beings. We ask to be encircled in an impenetrable blanket of pure white light, holding as a barrier against any energies that are not of the highest order, and serving as an ascension field of light emanating directly from Source. Let us be filled with the food of all souls, that the light be anchored within our beings and into the earth, the Great Mother. Let any energies that are not of the highest intention be transmuted or carried away as is appropriate to their evolutionary pace. Let that brilliance permeate every space, filling the heart, streaming through our divine beings. And let us be grateful for all that is perfect in the universe.
Thank you, Patricia. Now we'd like to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
As we journey through this world, it can be so easy to forget that we are all connected. It can be so easy to feel that we are all separate, that we are all going through this journey alone, but that is not so. We are always connected to each other. We are always connected to spirit. We are always connected to love. I hope that this meditation will help you to remember that connection. Sitting comfortably, allow your whole body to relax. Take a deep breath in through your nose. And release it out through your mouth. Feel the oxygen nourishing and relaxing your entire body. Take a deep breath in. And out. Draw your attention now to your feet on the ground, to the tips of your toes. As your awareness moves down to the tips of your toes, you can command your toes to become more relaxed. Your toes become relaxed. Your feet become relaxed. Your ankles and your heels relax. Your shins, calves, and knees relax. Your thighs, hips, and abdomen relax. And now your fingertips, your hands and your wrists relax. Your forearms, elbows, upper arms and shoulders relax. Each and every vertebrae on your spine is relaxed. Your neck, throat and jaw is relaxed. Your mouth, cheeks, eyes, ears, relax. Your brain, your mind, your head, relax. Take a few moments to enjoy this feeling of being utterly at peace. Take a deep breath in. And out. In your mind, and your awareness, which is always connected to spirit, you can travel anywhere. Using your mind and your awareness, step upwards and outside of your body so that you're floating a few inches above your physical body. You can see yourself sitting at peace, perfectly safe. You can see your head and your features resting and at peace. Take a few moments to look around you. Now using your mind, using your awareness, expand yourself outwards and upwards until you become fully aware of the room in which you are sitting. Take a few moments to explore with your mind. Now move your energy even bigger, even deeper into the atmosphere so that you can see the entire building in which your body is resting. Expand your consciousness now even further so that you can see the entire street that houses the building, that houses the room in which you are sitting peacefully, perfectly safe and resting. Now expand your mind even wider so that you can see the entire town and the entire county in which your body sits peacefully and is resting. Take a moment to admire the beautiful view. Now expand your mind even further, upwards, upwards, outwards, outwards, so that you can see the entire country in which you live. The country that houses all your loved ones, many of your memories, your hopes and fears. See the lights of the street as they twinkle. And take a moment to enjoy this beautiful sight. Take a deep breath in and out. Now, using your awareness, using your mind, expand wider, wider, wider until you can see the whole world. The whole of Mother Earth, the whole of the little blue planet on which we live. Take a moment to admire its beauty, its living, breathing, nurturing beauty. Take a deep breath in and out. Now expand your mind even wider. It is effortless for you because you are a child of the universe. Expand your mind wider and wider until you can see the entire solar system, the entire Milky Way, until you can see the entire universe, and then keep going. God lives here, Spirit lives here, but no more than God and Spirit live within you. This universe is yours, this potential is yours, this expansiveness of peace and quiet and oneness is always yours. Breathe in. And breathe out. Now, carrying the power and love of God and the universe in your heart, make your way in your own time back towards your beautiful and perfect body. Down through the universe, down into our own solar system, towards planet Earth, you float so gently. Not afraid, not scared, perfectly at peace. You enter the atmosphere, you see the country that you live in, and you feel an overwhelming sense of joy. As you move closer, you see the county that you live in, and the town. As you move ever closer, you see the building in which your body sits, the room in which you are resting peacefully. And at once, you return to your wonderful body. Take a deep breath in. And feel the love of the universe that always pulses in your heart. From the smallest blade of grass, the smallest atom, to the largest of infinity, all is filled with love. When you feel ready, just bring your attention back to the sound of my voice. Feel the floor, the chair or the bed underneath you. Listen to the sounds, smell the smells of the room around you. And when you feel ready, wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, and knowing that you are loved, open your eyes.
We could start a new
This is Secret, It's a New World by Steve Holland. Beautiful song. And thank you for the beautiful meditation, Lauren. It was absolutely gorgeous.
You're welcome, anytime.
And thank you to all the people who called in, the people in the chat room, and to you, Gary, over there in the United States. Thank you so much for linking up with us.
Oh, thank you, Jean-Christine. Thank you so much, Lauren, for being on with us again. It's always a pleasure having you.
Pleasure my side as well.
And we do have another caller, but we're going to have to say good night, God bless, any minute. And so we want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year as well. And next week, we've got a special show by Gary. We've got the beautiful pipe, sacred pipe ceremony, which you're going to do, aren't you, Gary?
Yes, it'll be a pre-recorded show. It's basically the archive from the show Javonda and I did a couple of weeks ago, featuring the Lakota Sacred Pipe Ceremony that I did on that show. So basically it's going to be a replay of the show from about a month ago.
Okay, but I'll post all the new links out on Facebook, Twitter, and everywhere else that I post them. So thank you so much for being in the chat room with us, everybody. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Thank you, everyone. Have a Merry Christmas, all of you, and a Happy Holidays. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow night to my Naughty Daddy G show.
Well, this is not a naughty song. This is the beautiful Silent Night by Libra. And so with it being Christmas tomorrow, I thought I'll play this one. Thank you so much for being with us, everybody. And thank you to the angels as well for being here today. And goodbye and God bless.
Thank you, everyone.
See you next year. Merry Christmas,
everyone.
Bye, Lauren.